Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The president of the United States is once again claiming that the biased media, the left-wing media, is a threat to democracy. And he says that ABC and fake news NBC should lose their licenses for biased and untruthful reporting on his presidency. This obviously excites me because this is about the media and freedom of the press. It's about the freedom to express opinions. It is about the stated right in the First Amendment that we can disagree with each other. That's okay. We can also criticize our government. We have every right to criticize the government. We have every right to criticize the President of the United States. Think about how many people listening to the show right now were critical of President Biden, were critical of Vice President Kamala Harris, were critical of Barack Obama. They had that right to be critical of those presidents and that vice president. They had that right. And nobody could take that right away from them. So that right should not be taken away from the media today or from individual Americans today. And President Trump is just pissed off that ABC and NBC, he's not saying much about CBS, but he believes that the left-wing media should agree with him on everything. And there are two sides to the story about crime in Washington, D.C. There's two sides to that story. And both sides are making a lot of noise about it, and I think both sides are exaggerating. I think both sides are exaggerating that. But this idea that the president is such a sensitive human being that he doesn't understand the First Amendment and he's willing to defy the Constitution because he's sensitive and can't take criticism is ridiculous. And you can argue, well, there's more criticism of this president than any other president. Well, this president has said things and done things that no other president has said or done. And it is the media's job, this is from the inception of the media, it is the media's job to hold government and to hold politicians accountable. We see it here locally with the mayor and with the investigative reporting of Channel 4, Eyewitness News. That is holding the government accountable. You know, think about the things that we learned about the mayor. Think about the things that we learned about the Sewage and Water Board. That's the job of the media. It would be as if Mayor Cantrell criticized the media for saying negative things about her when she's the one bringing up the topics. You know, the media has a right to criticize. Even if the media is wrong, the media has a right to criticize. And the idea that the president wants to take away the licenses of ABC, I mean, he says they should lose their license. Well, you know, the FCC might be able to find an excuse to revoke their licenses. But the idea that this president is so sensitive that he can't tolerate any criticism is unlike any president I've ever experienced in my entire life. And the idea that we just, you know, have a media that has to agree with him, you know that's the work of a dictator. And speaking of that, people are stunned that President Trump brought up the idea that some people want him to be a dictator. And some people are talking about him like he's a dictator. He brought this up in the press conferences that he had yesterday. I haven't had anybody call this show or text this show that wants Donald Trump to be a dictator. In fact, there are people who say, no, he's not a dictator. I don't think they want him to be a dictator. But again, this is made up stuff, and a lot of this stuff is made up. But the criticism of the left-wing media, and while a lot of people are critical of the media in general, and I understand why, you can't have a president talk about the media disagreeing with him as a threat to democracy. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The media disagreeing with the president of the United States is an example of the democratic republic in which we live. And every American should be concerned about this. What if Gavin Newsom becomes the next president of the United States? And what if he starts saying things about Fox News? What if he uses the FCC to try to remove, to do something about Fox News? Since they're not broadcast, I don't know if they have a license per se, but the FCC does control, to some degree, the cable media. What if Gavin Newsom gets in office and uses this precedent to try to shut down Fox News and Newsmax because of the things that they're saying about him? You know, if Gavin Newsom becomes president, he's going to have to take it, just like Barack Obama had to take it, just like Joe Biden had to take it from Fox News. So just please believe me, these are unprecedented times, and these are times that are very scary when the president is so fragile, psychologically fragile, that he cannot tolerate criticism and wants to shut down the criticism of him. No other president has gone to this extent when it comes to criticizing the media. Obama attacked Fox News a few times, but he never talked about doing something because Fox News was disagreeing with his presidency. This is part of being president. And if you're too psychologically fragile to be president, then you shouldn't run for president. This was a choice that this president made, and he won. And so this is part of what goes along with it. But as somebody in the media, this is a very scary thing to me, and it should be to every American, because this is serious stuff.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.